Today is May 18th, 2004, and I'm Bill Schneider, and I'm here with Martin Jeffries, and we're going to go over the presentation that he gave at the Dangerous Ice Workshop on March 3rd. And so we get a good recording, and then we'll put this into the website that we have for the March 3rd workshop. So, Martin, thank you for doing this again. Feel free to draw on anything that you heard in the conference. It doesn't have to follow exactly what you did at that time. So I think we're off and running. We'll go over to slide number one here.
Okay, well, good morning, Bill. I have slide one here, and in the upper left corner, you'll see a photograph of the Chena River in Fairbanks on a cold Sunday in March 2002. In the foreground, you can see the river ice, but in the middle and far distance, there is a light fog bank. And that's telling us that there's actually open water in the river on this day, even though it was about minus 25 degrees Celsius. And this is a notorious stretch of the Chena River for open water because it's immediately downstream of the Fairbanks power plant. And it uses river water for cooling, but then dumps the warm water back into the river, and that keeps the river open much of the winter. The river in that stretch only freezes over during the very coldest weather, and we mean minus 30s, minus 40s and lower. So we have a photograph with ice in the foreground, but open water in the middle distance and far distance, and we have this light fog bank. And the light fog bank, in fact, if you couldn't see the open water, the fog bank is a clue to the fact that there is open water there, because the fog tells us that there is vapor condensing to form the fog, and that's vapor that's coming off the warm water. So the river, particularly because it has this extra heat in it from the power plant, is transferring heat and mass, hence the fog bank, heat and mass being transferred from the warm water to the cold atmosphere. So this is dangerous ice, if you will. You would not want to travel on the ice in this area, because even during the very coldest weather, it's likely to be very thin. And then during only moderately cold to warm weather in the winter, it's always going to be open. So the situation at this point in the river is described in the cartoon in the upper right panel. So we have an area of open water between two stretches of ice. And from the open water, we see mass and heat being transferred to the atmosphere from the river water. That gives us the fog. Then in the ice in the foreground of the picture, or on the right side of the cartoon, it's likely that there is still ice growth because we have a cold atmosphere. And that's cooling the snow and the ice, and we have negative temperature gradients in the ice cover. That is, the bottom of the ice, which is always going to be at around 0 degrees Celsius, the freezing point of freshwater, that's a higher temperature. That ice is warmer than the ice and the snow above it and the atmosphere above it. So we have a temperature gradient which will make ice grow on the bottom. River water will freeze on the bottom of the ice in the foreground of that photograph. Now, as the water between those two stretches of ice cools, as that heat and mass is transferred from the warm water to the atmosphere, then the water itself will cool. And it will cool, under some circumstances, when it's particularly cold, to the point where you will get ice crystals forming on the surface of the water. And these are small ice crystals which are carried with the flow of the water. And they are jostled against each other, and the crystals break into smaller and smaller pieces. And this is what we call frazzle ice. And in the lower left-hand corner of the slide, there's a picture of frazzle ice pans on the surface of the Chena River downtown in Fairbanks. Now, the frazzle ice is growing, and it's being moved downstream with the water, and it will flow up against the river ice downstream, and often the frazzle ice will accumulate against the ice barrier, and it will accumulate to such a depth that often it can be swept under the ice cover.